2200 hours, and we're taking check-ins. Anyone I can copy? Good evening. Bob, throw out a call over my shoulder and see if you pick anybody up. I don't.
Alrighty. CQ, this is Wednesday Night Liberty Net. This is KHLY. The net control is KG4ZX in the C. Do I have anybody out there in the range of my voice? Over.
Hello, N4ROQ.
I thought that was your click. N4ROQ. Good evening, Larry.
No, just kidding, Jesse. You're booming into N4ROQ.
Alrighty there, Jesse. That's the only one I got was Mr. Larry.
Okay, thank you, Bob, and I appreciate that. KHJOY out of Ohio, and good thank you, sir. N4ROQ, Mr. Larry, out of the great state of Tennessee. Good to hear you, sir, and you're booming in also. Yeah, I heard you earlier. I was trying to go back to you on another backup radio system over at my son's house, and I messed around and couldn't get back to you quick enough before you took off.
Roger, roger. Yeah, earlier today, how long ago was that?
It was around 3 o'clock, I believe. You was on this frequency.
Yep. Yeah, I've been monitoring this one, so give me a call anytime. I try to stay around here when I'm around here cooking or something like that. I try to leave it on here. So if you want to talk sometimes, just holler at me there. But we'll try to find us something here to talk about. And so back to you. The band is great. I tell you, it's quiet as I've heard it. I think never heard it.
Good. I'm not going to complain. All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Larry. And I got my list going here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, clear with N4ROQ, Mr. Larry out of Tennessee. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. It is 2203, and this is Jesse here out of Pennsylvania. And we're looking for check-ins. Anyone else out there would like to join us on this Wednesday night, please come now.
Microphone connection. You're getting a lot of RF into your audio. Over.
Okay, I'm probably doing something stupid.
That time was okay, but your other transmission was terrible.
Yeah, that one was fine. The previous one sounded like a whole lot of RF on your audio, man.
Yeah, I'm probably driving it way too hard. Alright, with that being said, I'll keep the microphone in one spot and I'll try to keep from eating it. Alright, well anyway, good evening everybody. KHJOY.
KB2 DMD, good to hear you, Rich, and N4 ROQ. So anyway, I'll start the net off with a story off the Gateway Pundit tonight, and I thought this would be appropriate to discuss tonight. And it goes all the way up into Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Seven Milwaukee wards report more presidential votes than registered voters. The state voters' turnout is nearly at 90%, which is virtually impossible. So, you know, we all knew that the voter fraud was going to be persistent this year, and it was just going to escalate up until Election Day. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? It is happening. It's right here upon us, and we all are seeing it with our own eyes. Election fraud is at its finest, and I'll say it again, like I said the first time I ever got on the Liberty Net. We have the best judicial system that money can buy, and I'll stand beside that till the day I die. Anyway, this article goes into the President Trump outperformed his 2016 total in Wisconsin by 200,000 votes. That is a massive number. It's huge, and it's a huge victory for President Trump in Wisconsin. But the Milwaukee ward reported the 90%, which is virtually impossible. Well, last night, President Trump has a sizable lead in Wisconsin. But this morning, Sleepy Joe somehow took the lead. I'm still trying to figure that one out. Well, guess what? I still call it voter fraud at the finest. Anyway, this is a story in the Gateway Pundit, and at 6:23 a.m. on November 4th, Joe Biden supposedly had 89% in Wisconsin. Wow. Anyway, that's what's going on right now, and this ain't the only state. My home state of Pennsylvania, of course, you know, they're still counting ballots, and that's going to go into another part of the story I want to talk about a little bit later on tonight. It gives you a better rundown, but I'm sure Mr. Rich has seen it with his own eyes since he's a Pennsylvanian as well, and he can tell you a lot more about some of the stuff that's been going on that I probably haven't read. But with that being said, let's start off the net tonight with K8JOY. So, what you got to ask? What you got to add to that tonight, there, Mr. Bob? So, go ahead, take it away. You have the deck, sir.
Thank you, Jesse. KG4DX and a C, and all the other netters tonight. This is KJOY. I want to bring a piece of sad news to everybody. Our friend Kilo Echo 8, India, November Echo, in the great state of Michigan, behind enemy lines, has passed away. I'll read the obituary to you, and when I'm done, if we could maybe give about 30 seconds of silence. This is from his son. James was 81 years of age. Jim passed away with his son Jeff at his bedside at noon on Wednesday, October 28, 2020, in Lenova, Michigan. He was born August 21, 1939, before World War II, in Chesa, Michigan. His son, the son of Francis and Anna Monahan, Jim served, you're not going to believe this part, guys. Jim served in the Army National Guard in his early days. He worked as a taxi driver and mail carrier in the 1950s. In 1960, Jim was co-founder of Domino's Pizza with his brother, Tom. In the 1970s, he worked as a security guard at North Industry in Ypsilanti, Michigan. In the 80s and 90s, Jim was an electrician for the Ypsilanti School District. He was a devout Catholic for 30 years plus. He held the Jim Monahan Antique Engine Show at Domino's Farm in Ann Arbor, Michigan. He was a machinist, an inventor, a ham radio enthusiast, a constitutionalist, a steamboat captain, an engineer, and a chaplain for the Michigan Militia. He is preceded in death by his parents and his wife Judith and a son named Michael. A mass of the Christian burial will be celebrated Friday, November 6th, 2020 at 9:30 at St. John's, the Baptist Catholic Church in Ypsilanti, Michigan. Burial will follow in St. John, the Baptist Catholic Cemetery. The family will see friends at this funeral home in Ypsilanti, Michigan on Thursday, November 5th, 2020. With that being said, if I could release the microphone before I talk again and pause for 30 seconds. This is KHAY, and I just want to say that we enjoyed Mr. Jim, K-E-8-I-N-E. If by any chance you're listening to us up in that great sky, we enjoyed you. We'll miss you. Back to you, Jesse. This is KHAY.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Bob, for that fine piece of information. For we all knew Bob, we knew Jim Bob for many years, you know, here on the Liberty Net, and Mr. James will be missed, and I'm going to take a few seconds here to give him a call for the last silent key that we will miss him, and he will be kept in our prayers, and I just want to let everybody know that he was a real trooper, even though he was a historian. He really knew his stuff. He was a good guy. He was a good apple. So KEHINE, Mr. James, calling KEHINE. KG4ZXC in the Liberty Net. KEHINE, this is KG4ZXC in the Liberty Net here on Wednesday night. It is October 4th. You will be missed, sir. And with that being said, continue on. Just remember Mr. James in our prayers. This is KG4ZXC in the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Moving down to KD2DMD. So, Mr. Rich, what you got for us tonight on the Great Liberty Net?
Well, first of all, Jesse, what's with Jim? What happened to him?
Say again?
What's with... Are you hearing me okay?
Yeah, I was just sidetracked there.
Oh, what's with Jim? What's going on with him?
Well, Jim passed away, Mr. Rich. He passed away, what was it, October 28th, Bob?
Correct, October 28th. He was in hospice for less than 2 weeks.
Okay, Roger. Yeah, he was in hospice for 2 weeks there, Rich. Yeah, I didn't think you could copy Bob, but Mr. Jim has passed away, K-E-A-I-N-E.
Oh, no kidding. That's too bad. I liked him, and I used to like arguing with him over all that Catholic nonsense. That's really too bad. He was a good guy. He was sharp, too, man. He really knew. Well, obviously they taught civics in high school when he went to school, and he didn't let it drop either. He kept up with current events, and he was sharp. He knew about the secret societies. Very astute gentleman, and yeah, that's too bad. I'll miss Jim. I didn't know that. Well, thanks for filling me in. So Yeah, I don't know. KG4ZXC and the group. This is KB2DMD. Yeah, I think before you mentioned that, you know, I might have some input about Pennsylvania. I don't have any input about anything to do with this election. Actually, Jesse, I'm waiting for somebody to wake me up because this is all like a dream to me. I can't believe this is happening in my country. You know, as far as, you know, chicanery and electioneering, that was, you know, that was a foregone conclusion from the get-go with this thing. I noticed something that was up when I started to see Biden signs pop up on people's lawns around here. And almost universally, along with the Biden sign, went a sign for mail-in voting. Well, you know, mail-in voting, as I understand it, used to be something for overseas military personnel, people involved in foreign service, people that couldn't get back to the United States to get to their polling place. That was it. That was it. And maybe for the sickly or the infirm, sort of like the old conditional amateur licenses. You know, if you couldn't, you know, if for some physical reason you couldn't get to, an FCC field office to take your amateur exam, you know, they had the conditional, or if, yeah, with the conditional license, it was also if you live too far away, if you lived like over 150 miles or something from the nearest FCC field office, then they would, you know, you could take the conditional exam, you know, the mail-in exam. But you know what? They you know, amateurs that took the actual exam and sat for their code test never really, you know, they always regarded the conditionals with, you know, a little bit of an askance look, you know what I mean? Like, you know, maybe, you know, they you know, they cheated or whatever, which, you know, it's ridiculous. There shouldn't be any examination to use a radio transmitter in a country like America. It's neither here nor there. I'm just using that as an illustration. But here, the mail-in voting signs went up right next to the Biden signs, almost universally. Every house with a Biden sign had a sign for mail-in voting. You know, so, I mean, the writing was on the wall, very obviously, because, look, let's face it, Biden, the guy's got two holes drilled in his head. He's, you know, he's had two brain operations, you know, and dementia. And, you know, I'm just leaving out for a minute that, you know, he's a corrupt career politician, 47 years. The whole thing with, you know, public service in this country was you were supposed to take a leave from your normal vocation, serve your country for a period, 3 years, 4 years, whatever it is, and then go back to doing what you're doing. Butcher, baker, candlestick maker, silversmith, clockmaker, whatever it is that you do. You know, because obviously, you know, you can't stay away from your business that long. You know, and everybody's got to have, you know, a vocation, right? Either your own business or a profession that you work at for somebody else. But public service was never supposed to be a vocation unto itself. That's criminal. So, you know, forgetting for a minute that this guy's been in for 47 years and sticking it to us all the way, you know, here's the thing. The guy's, you know, he's for all intents and purposes, he's a demented retard. Who would vote for a demented retard? And, you know, well, obviously, you'd have to have rocks in your head. So to even run somebody like that was just the stupidest thing you could possibly do. Well, how could you possibly expect him to stand a chance against a popular president? Well, the answer is you couldn't, unless you planned to cheat, and cheat a lot. And so this is why I say, pinch me, you know, wake me up. I must be dreaming. I can't believe it. I've never seen anything like that in this country, Jesse. So you're telling me that you're going to run a demented retard against a one of the more popular, maybe the most popular president since Andrew Jackson. I don't know. At least in my lifetime, I mean, this guy's more popular than Ronald Reagan was. And to run against this guy, you think it's a good strategy to pick the biggest bumbling idiot you possibly can, who's a placeholder for the real Manchurian candidate, this Kamala Harris, who's a whore. I mean, let's face it. She doesn't have three brain cells to rub together to make a fourth. And, you can tell she's demented because she has this maniacal laugh. Every time you ask her a question, she just laughs at you. You know what that's indicative of? That's a very unstable person. This person is unhinged. So, that's your team. That's your dream team. A retard and a whore maniac. How does that compute? Well, only if you plan to cheat, and cheat heavy. Now, and this was Hillary's plan, because nobody wanted her. Even the women didn't want her. I had women in the checkout line at Redner's, I'd wear a shirt that said Hillary for prison or something. I got nothing but positive comments, and most of them were from women. One of them said to me, she said, America might be ready for a woman president, but not that woman. And this was an older lady. This is somebody in her 60s. Younger women told me the same thing. Of course, the millennials or the Generation X's or whatever, they're off in a world of their own, so their opinion doesn't count, really. The polls here, I went in the morning. I never had to stand in line at the little gun club where they have the voting machines, ever. I stood in line for, I left here, let's see, the place is 6/10 of a mile from me, 6/10 of a mile home, and Heidi said I was gone for an hour. So that's how long it took me to vote. So, all right, are they still counting ballots because the turnout was so strong here in Pennsylvania? I think not. You take your ballot, your paper ballot now, what they call a paper ballot, and you fill out the little ovals and you put it in this machine that allegedly scans them, and hopefully your vote's been recorded, and then, off you go. It's still electronic. I mean, they know within hours after the polls close exactly what the vote tally is. So why is it taking so long? More chicanery. More electioneering. It used to be in the old days, Jesse, that whenever there was, back in the 60s and 70s, whenever, election results were called into question, there was this mysterious outfit called Voter News Service, or VNS, and nobody knew anything about them. They just popped up right around election time. There was some door to a broom closet that used to be a broom closet near every polling place, and it had like an index card taped on it that said VNS, and you weren't allowed to go in there, and nobody knew what was up. So, they were players in the electioneering racket years ago. They didn't go away. They've just been replaced. They've been upgraded. Now we're seeing all kinds of stuff. A lot of these mail-in ballots on the little coded portion at the bottom. There was like a barcode, not really a barcode, but one of those little postal things, at the bottom edge of the envelope, the return envelope for these things. And then it's got a bunch of letters and numbers, but it always had a D or an R at the end of it. And so your postman, if he's a leftist swine, would know all the ones with the R's, they go in the dumpster. And they found them in the dumpster. And they found them. you know, in these Somalian neighborhoods where the guy's going around and paying people with Soros money to fill out ballots, and they know they've got hundreds of thousands of Biden ballots warehoused that they can trot out at the last minute if the vote count isn't going their way. You know, all this has been proven. The president's even spoken about it. And you know what? Let me tell you something about President Trump. He's very reserved about this stuff. Yeah, he listens to Alex Jones. Yeah, he's aware. But when he goes public with stuff, you know, people think that he's bombastic, and he flies off the handle, and he just, you know, anything that comes to his mind, he just speaks out. He really doesn't. I mean, you know, for as in the know as that man is, he really keeps a lot to himself. And I think he should be more verbal about what he knows. And let, you know, let the country know, because let's face it, even a lot of people on the right, you know, on the conservative side of things, don't know what's going on. Why? Well, because they listen to the main thing. They listen to Rush. They listen to Mark Levin. You know, they think Alex Jones is a conspiracy nut. Nothing could be that bad. You know, and you and I both know, Jesse, everything Alex Jones says is 99% of the time pure truth. What was the slogan they came up with? Tomorrow's news today? Yeah, pretty much. And a lot of these things only hit. These stories only hit the mainstream because Jones holds their feet to the fire. He brings it out, and they're going to look like idiots if they don't cover it. But look at the non-coverage that we've been seeing. I mean, they're not just social media. Forget it. That's a joke. Anybody that's involved with social media, they got rocks in their head. You know, why would you even support these cretins? But, Fox News calling states for Biden, Fox News calling the election for Biden. I mean, this is ridiculous. Jesse, I mean, we've seen it. The flag drops, the 60, 70 mile long, you know, Trump trains. I mean, the popularity of this guy is off the charts. No way he loses, right? No way. And we're still sitting here waiting for an answer? And that's not chicanery. There's not a... Well, you remember, you know, if you ever spent any time on blackboxvoting.com or .org, whatever it is, Bev Harris, you remember her? Alex has had her on a bunch of times. She talked about the... Maybe it was the last election. Maybe it was 2016. I want to think it's before that, though. Back when Obama was first running, right? Yeah, you know, she went up to the New Hampshire primaries, and, you know, her right as a citizen wanted to look at, at the ballots, how they were being handled. Oh, no, you can't see any of that. What do you mean I can't see any of that? It's my right. I want to see where they're stored. I want to see where they're kept. They had, a couple of guys, a couple of crackers up there, Oop and Ollie, in their in their van that would pick up the ballots and then try to outrun her. She's following them in her car. The girl forgot how cold it got in New Hampshire. She forgot to bring a coat with her, right? So she just jumped on a plane and got there as quick as she could to keep an eye on things. God bless this woman. It's unbelievable, man. So she's following them. They're trying to outrun her in the van. They're taking all these weird turns. They're cutting through hay fields to try to get away from her. All she wants to do is ensure the integrity of the ballot, as is her right to do, and God bless her for wanting to do it. It's something we should all be doing, right? Finally, after they lose her, she tracks down to where they took these things, and she demands to go see him. And, you know, finally there's an election officer there that says, now you got to open the door, you got to show her. She goes in the back, and all these cartons of paper ballots, half the seals are broken. That election should have been declared null and void right then. You can't have an election if the seals, those tape seals on the cartons for paper ballots are broken. Yeah, I mean, it's done. That's why you have a bonded seal on there. So, you know, that's going back, all right? But I mean, in this election, I mean, it's mind-boggling what's going on, Jesse. And these people with the Biden signs on their lawn are going to sit there and tell me that it's free and fair, and that if Donald Trump dares to open his mouth and contest the way things are being handled, that somehow he's a tyrant that's trying to remain in office, and Pelosi is threatening to have him removed with the military, and she's looked into the continuity of government plan, and she's actually the next in line, another brain-dead retard. Jesse, wake me up. I've got to be dreaming this. KG4ZXC and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD.
KB2DMD. Well, God bless you, Rich. You know, I'm still trying to find that reality check myself. I pinched myself. I slapped myself. I took an extra cold shower just to validate this whole process, and I can't fathom what's going on anymore, because everything is corrupt to the dang core, Rich. And unfortunately, what you're seeing and what you're hearing is absolutely the information that we're being fed right now. If you tried to look anything up on the internet right now, you cannot find a legitimate network or any media that's not being stifled right now. North Carolina decided that they're going to wait till the 12th of November before they can continue counting their votes. But then there was a report just 10 minutes before the Liberty Net came on, where they was actually telling people that, oh, North Carolina quit counting votes because they ran out of votes to count. So if that was the case, then the SOB should have already called the dang, called North Carolina done. But that ain't the case. They postponed this till the 12th. So I'll tell you what, we have seen the biggest astronomical event in our entire history. This is what's going on, ladies and gentlemen. The Democratic Party has taken this to a new level of voter fraud. I have this article in front of me. I may play it before the night's out. And it says Biden boasted of being the most extensive voter fraud organization in history. He's even admitting it here on this one website, which is on Trending Politics. And the story goes into detail in that manner. And they have him actually on, they actually have him on the video. And unfortunately, my computer over here has decided to take a crap, and it don't wanna respond to the thing. But I'm gonna try to play it, and maybe you guys can hear it. So maybe this a workout. Hang on, let me turn up the volume just a little bit. So stand by.
Obama's administration before this, we have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
And there you have it. I mean, you know, he's admitting it in this video, that they have put together the most extensive voter fraud organization in history. And he's talking about, it goes as far back to the Obama administration. So there we have it, guys. And Rich, I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but these people are trying to steal this election, just like our President Trump said.
But anyway, thanks, Rich, for your comment, and always a pleasure hearing from you. I wish there was more I could say. Let's move it down the line, then, and thanks, Rich, for being there tonight. KB2DMD out of, that's Mr. Rich, ladies and gentlemen, out of Pennsylvania. Let's move it down to N4, ROQ. Mr. Larry, what do you got to add to the net tonight?
Yeah, Jesse, it does seem really fishy, and I believe you're right. How can you beat someone that can stuff the ballot box? You know, you just can't do it. You got too many liberal establishments running the polls, running the voting booths and everything. So, you know, Trump said this could be crooked back months ago. He knew that all this pre-election sending vote ballots in and all this stuff could be bad news, and it sure was. He was ahead last night big time in all the states that were outstanding, and then all of a sudden the next day it went the other way. So really fishy, and I believe you guys. I believe this, and I believe Trump. I listened to him there at 2 p.m. the other night, and I believe he knew what was happening at that point, and he talked about it there during his news conference there, or during the speech. Well, I got, let's talk about a little bit about, I don't have any other information on the election, but I'm sure there's plenty out there when it comes in that I can, I'll bring it up also. But you guys are doing a good job, and good to hear Rich in there, and have good information on Pennsylvania, which is, Trump was way ahead in Pennsylvania, and all of a sudden, it turned there. They wouldn't call the election, and the next day, you know, all these ballots come up. So, all right, let's see. Here's an article, USA Today, Snowden, his wife, seek U.S.-Russian citizenship. Got from Moscow, former U.S. Secretary contractor, or security contractor, Edward Snowden, said Monday that he and his wife intend to apply for Russian citizenship without renouncing their U.S. citizenship. Now, how does that work? Snowden, a former contractor with the U.S. National Security Agency, has been living in Russia since 2013 to escape prosecution in the U.S. after leaking classified documents detailing government surveillance programs. He was granted permanent residency last month, his Russian lawyer said. Snowden's wife, Lindsay Mills, an American who has been living with him in Russia, announced last week that the couple is expecting a child. According to Snowden's lawyer, Anatola Kershenka, the child, a boy, will be born in December and will have Russian citizenship. After years of separation from our parents, my wife and I have no desire to be separated from our son. That's why in the era of pandemics and closed borders, we're applying for dual U.S.-Russian citizenship, that Snowden said in a tweet on Monday. Kershenia told Interfax News Agency the process of preparing the necessary paperwork for getting Snowden a Russian passport will start soon. He will be able to get a Russian passport without renouncing his U.S. nationality after Russia earlier this year relaxed its strict citizenship laws. Previously, the law required foreigners to renounce other nationalities in order to obtain Russian citizenship. Okay, let's see. Here's an article on the election. Two New Hampshire towns give split decision to Biden and Trump. Dixville Notch,
New Hampshire, two tiny New Hampshire communities that vote for president just after the stroke of midnight on election day have cast their ballots, with one of them marking 60 years since the tradition began. The results in Dixville Notch, near the Canadian border, were a sweep for former Vice President Joe Biden, who won the town's 5 votes. In Mills Field, 12 miles to the south, President Donald Trump won 16 votes to Biden's 5. A third community, Hart's location, suspended the tradition over the virus concerns. So, split decision in that Dixville Notch, New Hampshire. Kind of unusual. And they had an earthquake, looks like in Turkey. Rescuers in the Turkish city of Izmir built a young girl, pulled a young girl out alive from the rubble of the collapsed apartment building. 4 days after a strong earthquake hit Turkey and Greece, and as hopes of reaching survivors begin to fade, wrapped in a thermal blanket, the girl was taken into an ambulance on a stretcher to the sounds of applause and chants of "God is great" from rescue workers and onlookers. Health Minister Haridi Koka identified her as 3-year-old Ada Yezkin. The child has been trapped for 91 hours. Can you believe that? 4 days. The girl lived in rubble from a collapsed apartment building. All right, we'll shoot it back up here to you guys.
Jesse, on the Wednesday edition of the Liberty Net, sounding fine from Larry in Tennessee. Back to net, N4ROQ.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Larry, and great point. And my gosh, the lady, did the lady happen to pass away, or was she saved?
Should be, that's basically said that she must be okay. Pulled her from the rubble, and the young girl, and wrapped her in a blanket, and I'm sure took her to the doctor or the hospital there, Roger.
I got a question for everybody out there. Does anybody, because we've looked on the internet all afternoon, does anybody have any idea what the official, as of this evening, the electoral voting numbers?
No, I haven't heard anything yet. Heidi will probably have them in a minute, though. I'll let you know, Jesse.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I'd like to know, because a lot of information is being suppressed by our famous Twitters and all the tweets and the fake book people. Yeah, they're all out there, and they're suppressing everything from one end to the other. And even Fox News, believe it or not, is being talking about not reporting anything after their boo-boo yesterday evening. Hey, well, with that being said, thanks, Mr. Larry, and for RRQ out of the great state of Tennessee. This is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. We're at the bottom of the list. This is KT4ZX Tennessee, Jesse up here out of Pennsylvania, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Who else we got out there? We got any late check-ins or anybody else that would like to check in? Please come out.
Hey, Jesse.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Heidi says at present 264 for Biden, 214 for Trump, but still no tally from Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Georgia, Michigan, there's the recount, and Arizona is up for grabs. I mean, it's in the bag, but they're drawing this thing out, man, you know, because they've got warehouses full of ballots. So, you know, if if Trump comes up and says, well, you know, here's another 350,000 votes for me, they'll say, wait a minute, we just found another 390,000 votes for Biden in this warehouse.
Yeah, well, that's exactly correct there, Rich. They're gonna keep coming up with as many as they need to keep this election going as much as possible. So, yeah, I'm right there with you. All right, KB2DMD, let me see who this station was I heard trying to check in. He's pretty light, so maybe everybody can listen up and see if we can pull him out. The other station that wanted to check into the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, give me your call again.
This is 59 Lima Bravo Golf out of Western Missouri, Odie.
Okay, Lima Bravo Golf, give me the prefix.
Whiskey 9, Lima Bravo Golf.
Okay, Whiskey 9, Lima Bravo Golf, name and location.
The name on this end is Booth, just like John Wilkes Booth. Location, Amsterdam, Missouri.
Okay, well, the band's a little noisy, but go ahead and make your comment, sir. I'll pull you up on QRZ, but I was having a little trouble. There's a lot of noise in the background there. So go ahead and make a transmission, and what you got to add for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? W9LBG, go ahead.
Roger that. I just was listening in, and it sounds like you got a real good net here.
I don't think the Constitutional Republic is dead just yet. That's all I have to say. You gentlemen keep up the good work, and I'll tune back in later, maybe with a better antenna. Over.
Okay, well, thanks for coming by there, sir. I'll get all your information off QRZ, but if you got anything else you would like to add, feel free. I got you on the list. You'll be at the end of the list there, sir, if you, and I'll come back around to you. And if you got anything you would like to add, just come on back in when I give you a call. All right, clear with W9er Lima Bravo Golf. This is KG4ZXC. Do we have any other late check-ins for the Wednesday Night Liberty Net?
KG0RSA.
This is Kilo Charlie Niner, Juliet Echo Tango.
Jesse, did you copy Mo out of Nebraska?
Yeah, I was trying to catch the other station before I acknowledged Mr. Mo. So KG0RSA, Mr. Mo, we got you in there from the great state of Nebraska. Stand by, Mo, and I'll be right back to you. Okay, who was the other station? Give me your call again.
This is Kilo Charlie 9, Juliet Echo Tango, Greenfield, Wisconsin.
Bravo Golf.
Okay, I caught the Kilo Bravo 9 station. Bob, can you help me out?
I hear the same gentleman, the Whiskey 9 Lima Bravo Golf Station, back in again, over.
Oh, okay. So, Mr. Whiskey 9 Lima Bravo Golf, did I get your call correct?
Roger, roger. That is correct. Whiskey 9 Lima Bravo Golf, Western Missouri.
The call's correct. He's out of Western Missouri, Jesse.
Okay, yeah, I called that Western Missouri. What was the name down there? You're coming in a little better than you were the first time.
The name on this end is Bravo Oscar Oscar Tango Hotel Echo.
Booth?
Affirmative.
Okay, Booth, well, we got you in there, sir, and thanks for correcting that. There was another station in there, I believe, had a KB9, but I wasn't sure. Was that you trying to make another transmission? Go ahead and do so.
This is
starting to pick up some kind of noise down here now, but not a problem. Hey, Booth, well, we got you in there from Missouri, so W9LBD, we got you in there. KD0RSA, Mr. Moe, out of the great state of Nebraska, what you got there to the Wednesday Night Liberty Net? Come on in, Mr. Moe.
KD0RSA, well, on the net tonight, why, the people was using Sharpie pencils, and the machines will not read Sharpie pencils. So you got to call, now I forgot where you got to call to get that handled, because they're suing the places that use Sharpie pencils. Anyway, that's part of that. And my prediction, I hope I'm wrong, but I'll bet I ain't far off. If Biden really gets in, I'll bet you Bernie Sanders will be Secretary of State. Boy, wouldn't that be something to look forward to. KD0RSA, back to net, over.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, thanks, Mr. Moe, and we appreciate it. And we'll be back around to you. Good to hear you, sir, and God bless you, and thanks for being here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. This is KT4ZXC. Anyone else before we move to the top of the list? Call now. Okay, I'm going to move to the top of the list, so KA8JOY, Mr. Bob, you have the deck, sir. Take it away.
All righty, the gentleman that's trying to check in, I hear it's a Kilo Charlie 3, Lima Oscar, and I don't know the rest. He's barely readable, but let me try to pull him out again, over.
Okay, roger, roger.
Kilo Charlie 3, Lima, Oscar, finish the call for me and tell me where you're at. I don't hear enough of it, Jesse, so I'm going to do a quick transmission. Maybe we can catch him a little bit later. I have two articles. I'll be quick. I like this one. Wisconsin, they took a break from counting, and when they returned, 110,000 extra votes were found for Biden. However, that is above the number of registered voters. I'll be damned. Apparently the dead are voting now. That's where the fraud is. If you have 110,000 votes and they're all for Biden, not a one for Trump, how can that be? That just can't be. But, and then the great state of Oregon, what a crap hole. A nationwide push to relax drug laws took a significant step forward Tuesday as the voters made the state of Oregon, the first state to decriminalize the possession of street drugs such as cocaine, heroin and methamphetamine in small quantities. Now, we're not talking weed. We're talking cocaine, heroin, and methamphetamine. They're allowing it as a ticket only. And five other states legalized marijuana for adults. The drug measures were among 120 proposed state laws and constitutional amendments that were made on the ballot in 32 states. They touched an array of issues that have been rural politics in recent years. Voters' rights, radical inequalities, abortion, taxes, education, to name a few. But none directly dealt with the dominant theme of 2020, the coronavirus pandemic. That's because the process to put measures on the ballot began, in most cases, before the virus surged in the forefront. The Oregon Drug Initiative will allow people arrested with small amounts of hard drugs to avoid going to trial and possibly jail time by paying a lousy $100 fine and attending an addiction recovery program. Today's victory is a landmark decision that the time has come to stop criminalizing people for their drug use said, Cassandra Frederick, Executive Director of Drug Policy Alliance, which backed the measure. The proposal was endorsed by the Oregon Democratic Party. No kidding. That's hard for me to believe. As well as some nurses and physicians associations. Yeah, they're a bunch of Dems. The Oregon Republican Party had denounced the drug decriminalization measure as radical, and some prosecutors called it reckless. Latino votes can't be ignored after Trump's projection in the win. I'm trying to get my computer to come back on. Trump, and the other articles are, Latino votes can't be ignored. Trump sued to stop the counts in Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. Anyhow, I won't finish it so that we can move on. But isn't that lovely? We're making full-term abortion legal, and now heroin, cocaine, and methamphetamine is a lousy traffic ticket. This is ridiculous. So back to you, Jesse. Let me quick flip my paper. KG4ZXC, KAJOY.
Yes, yes, and double yes. Wow, thank you, Bob. You know, I was going to mention that, but I figured one of you guys may have had that already picked out for tonight's net. And yes, Oregon, what a crap hole. I mean, this only goes to show you that the tolerance that these people will allow over, you know, what is good for the country. They would let their own people become drug addicts and just, I mean, what do you do with people like that? I mean, they're already using, they're addicts, they're abusive. They're probably going to be worse than Antifa. I mean, if this is what we're, if this is what we're coming to, I mean, you know, all it's going to do is keep expanding from Oregon and just keep escalating throughout the country like a cancer. So, God help us all. This is the way I look at it. Thanks, Bob. And this is KG4ZXC, clear with KHJONOY. Yeah, we all need to remember that this is, this has got to get better. And so, we just need to keep our heads high and hope everything that we stand for prevails here, because I'm not giving up hope yet. So let's move on down to KB2DMD. So, Mr. Rich, what you got for round two?
Okay, Jesse. KG4ZXC and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD returning. Well, I don't really care about Oregon. I don't think the government should tell me what, or anybody, what they can put in their body. Somebody wants to, you know, put heroin in their body and kill themselves, that's fine with me. What I don't think is that the state should be standing by with taxpayer money and Narcan kits and everything. You know, you want to stick a needle in your arm from something you bought in an alleyway? Can you imagine? And keel over and drop dead? That's on you, man. But see, that's funny. I'm all about liberty. I think individual liberty is number one. And I don't think the state has any right to tell anybody what they're allowed to put in their body. But that's just me. I'm funny that way, Jesse. I don't like control. And if anybody's supposed to be in control, last time I checked, it's supposed to be we the people. So that's the problem. You know, a lot of people, you know, scream, we need more control over that. Well, who gets to do the controlling? Because it's never we the people. It's always some suit and tie down in Washington that's making my life miserable with their controls. But this is interesting. Heidi just came in and showed me this. The voter turnouts in these states, you know, on a good year, a really rocking year, 60% voter turnout is really high. Well, Nevada had 125% turnout. Now, remember, you know, 100% is maximum, right? That means every single registered voter got to the polls and voted. So in Nevada, they had 125% turnout. Pennsylvania, they had 109% turnout. Minnesota, they had 107% turnout. North Carolina had 106%. Wisconsin had 105%. Michigan, 105%. Arizona, 101%. And Georgia had a 96% turnout. So that, you know, this is doing really good. This means more people voted than those that are actually registered to vote, with the exception of Georgia, who just, you know, they came really close to having every single person that's registered come out and vote. So, you know, I mean. And the, you know, the media won't report any of this, Jesse. So, you know, the president's right, but we do all along. It's, you know, it's not fake news. Let's call it what it is. It's lies. You know, sometimes it's out-and-out lies. Very often it's lies by omission or by slanting. But, it's a lying media. Well, we knew this ever since, you know, Project Mockingbird and even before. So that's a good name for them, Mockingbird Media. I remember when the Bush administration got caught, I think they spent, what was it, $2.1 billion on fake news, on, you know, seeding the media with White House inspired broadcasts and news items, and they spent over $2 billion on that. I don't have the actual number in front of me, but that seems to ring a bell. So corruption is probably worse than we've ever seen it, and well, it certainly is, because we don't know the half of it. That's the thing, Jesse. But isn't that amazing? 8 states, 7 states where more people turned out to vote than are actually registered to vote. So right then and there, I mean, that's your smoking gun, right? I mean, if it happened in one state, it would be a smoking gun. But, the only way this guy wins, or this woman, I should say, because, you know, Biden's just a placeholder, is through out-and-out fraud. And, I wonder if that's the plan, just to shove that down our throat. All right, you accepted the mask, so you're giving yourself pneumonia by breathing into this mask. And let's see, you accepted, having all, you know, the Second Amendment completely gutted. You know, everybody's, you know, they want to cling to their AR-15. Well, let me tell you something. In modern warfare, nobody wins without close air support and artillery. So that's the stuff we're supposed to have, but we can't have. We the people can't have what we need to stand up to tyranny. So goodbye Second Amendment. That was gone in 1934. It was actually gone before that with the NRA's blessing. And I don't want to even tell you what they're up to. Wayne LaPierre and his cohorts have gutted that organization, absconded. I mean, Wayne's, you know, paying for apartments for his whores and private jets and, $5,000 suits, you know, all in the membership money. Incidentally, that attorney general in New York that came out with the lawsuit for NRA, the investigation was spot on. Problem is, they're coming after the members instead of the few guys at the top that have been stealing from NRA coffers for so stinking long, it's not even funny. But, anyway, yeah, corruption. I mean, you know, which way do I want? You know, wherever I turn my head, whatever degree of the compass, I can see more of it, Jesse. So, you know, how long a transmission should this be? Just off the top of my head, with no research, I could probably go on for a half hour or better. Just thinking of things that, I've heard or seen in the news in the last week, last 2 weeks, you know. The election is what's at hand, and, the fix is in, as they say. You know, is the media going to report it? Are people going to rise up and say, no, I'm not accepting this? Or are they just going to finally suck it up the same way they sucked up the masks and say, and here's, here's my guns too. Just please don't hurt me and don't take away my cable because I want to watch the ball game. That might be what we've come to, as Americans. It's very sad. Very, very sad, Jesse. KG4ZXC and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD.
Comment.
Okay, go ahead, Bob, make your comment.
Yeah, Richie, I just want to throw something out. This is KHOY. I understand the we the people. If you want to put heroin in your body, you want to put cocaine in, you want to put methamphetamine, hey, that's fine. But the crime that is associated with the drug use, the heroin addict, the crack addict, the meth addict, they're going to steal, they're going to rob, they're going to break in places. So with that thought, and I'm not trying to be mean, with that thought, let's allow people to consume alcohol, it's we the people, and drive a motor vehicle. But what do we do about the fatal traffic crashes, and almost always the drunk is not killed, the drunk is not killed, it's the other person, over.
Yeah, okay, Bob, I understand where you're going with this, and, you're right. But that's quite a jump that you made from crime associated with illegal drug use, or what is currently illegal, to the crime of vehicular homicide or injury by people that are impaired using a legal intoxicant, namely alcohol. But let's put things on an even playing field. Let's go back to a time when alcohol was illegal. Now look at the crime that was associated with that. I mean, beer is legal now, Bob, and you don't see beer distributors machine gunning each other like they used to in Chicago. You don't see the bodies piling up the way they did when beer was illegal. Once beer became legal, the murders stopped, the crimes stopped. So a lot of the crime that you're associating with drug use is exactly because those drugs have been made illegal. The prices are over the moon. Addicts steal to support their habit. I mean, let's face it. This stuff is all crap. It's cheap. The only reason it's expensive is because it's illegal and people have to sneak around to get it. So I submit. Now, once the regulations have been taken off of that garbage and people want to go and pollute their bodies with it, the crime is going to fall off to zero. You're going to have people laying in gutters, loaded on heroin or whatever they're loaded on, but you're going to have that anyway. You have it now. I mean, there's parts of San Francisco you can't even walk because there's so many needles laying around in the street. But, people would have you believe that, once you make this stuff legal, everybody's going to go out and become a heroin addict. Well, that's ridiculous. Heroin used to be legal in this country. They used to sell it as a cough suppressant. In fact, after the Civil War, there was a very common disease from people who fought in the Civil War. It was called soldier's disease, and it was heroin addiction. Well, it was morphine addiction is what it was, because morphine was given out for everything, and guys got hooked on it. So, many households had a morphine addict living at home, essentially a heroin addict. But he wasn't going out to kill to support his habit. He was going down to Rite Aid and picking up what he needed every week. The problem is he was no longer functional, and some of them were even functioning addicts. But, I really think a lot of the horror that's associated with illegal drug use is the same horror that was associated with alcohol in the days of Al Capone and the mob. The two just went hand in hand. What do you think? Over.
So drug use is very prolific in Colorado, and their crime rate is escalated. So even though they made it legal, they still have crime related to it. It just... I understand the we the people, but there's certain things that you just got to guide the humans through, over.
Yeah, but again, who does the guiding? See, that's the thing. I think I'm my own best guide, Bob. You know, I'm a free sovereign. You know, this knee bends for no man, but only the risen Christ. Over.
Well, but not everybody's got the strength to say, okay, I'm going to just do this heroin this one time, but I got to go to work tomorrow. So the crime will still be associated with the drug use. I'm going to pass it back to Jesse, but thank you for the swing. Jesse, KG4, ZXC, KHOI.
Okay, roger, roger. Well, thanks, Bob, and thanks, Rich. Well, good conversation all the way around, and I just want to reiterate on one thing. Well, since Oregon has got such a big heroin problem, this is why they're committing all this voter fraud, because they got to pay for their addiction somehow, so they're all committing voter fraud to get their drugs now. So that's how this is all coming out.
I hope you're being facetious.
You know it. Well, anyway, listen, this one article off of Gateway Pundits is something I wanted to bring up. But Mr. Larry, you're next. You have you're on deck, sir, so stand by, Mr. Larry. I wanted to bring this one up. Workers now are covering up windows at Detroit absentee ballot counting center. Why would you be covering up the windows on the absentee ballot center if you wasn't up to some kind of no good? I mean, workers at the Detroit absentee ballot counter center are now covering windows to prevent any transparency during the voting counting process. The Fox News report, Matt Feehan tweeted a video of the windows being blocked out, writing that the situation is growing more heated. And the scene at the Detroit FC ballot counting area is more heated than ever. The windows now being covered. Allegations of violations. The Secretary of State is says she welcomes challenges being wrote. So why would you be doing that if you wasn't covering something up? Get it? You're covering up the windows. You're covering up way more than that. Anyway, the video continues to spread across Twitter like wildfire, and people are questioning all these actions that's being taken to the people right now. And Trump had a large lead in that state on election night, but flipped early the Wednesday morning, leading to all the calls for foul play. So there you have it. But you know, we're all dealing with this in our own way, and we need to get out and call our congressmen, our senators, our state representatives. We all need to start voicing our opinion and raise immortal double L. We need to let these people know that the American people are not going to tolerate this. Even though I think the outcome may still be in our favor, we need to be on top of it. We still need to put our voice out there and let these people know that we are not going to stand for this type of activity. All right, well, anyway, that's my comment for now. So let's take it down to Mr. Larry, N4RONQ. You have the deck, sir. Take it away.
All right, there was one state that was, they wouldn't let the poll watchers in. The police, they said some of the police were on the inside and they locked the doors. They wouldn't let them while they were counting the votes, the poll watchers, to come in. So, like, the people that have been designated to watch the people counting the votes, and they wouldn't let them come in. So I've heard that. And especially one of the, it's probably Pennsylvania or Michigan, that were counting the votes. I think I've heard that
there's already been some lawsuits filed to go ahead and recount a couple of the northern states up there. I think it was Wisconsin, because that was a they knew that was a fishy accounting there today or last night, that it counted a lot of the votes that supposedly were ballots that had been turned in, but who knows what they counted. So we'll see what happens there. Here's an article in USA Today. It said, threats of legal action echo on election day. Tight winds in key states could ignite litigation, Mark Sherman, Associated Press. Even before election day, the 2020 race was the most litigated in memory. President Donald Trump has promised more to come. The candidates and parties have enlisted prominent lawyers with ties to Democratic and Republican administrations. Should that litigation take on a new urgency, a narrow margin in a battleground state could become the difference between another 4 years for Trump or a Joe Biden administration. Since the 2000 presidential election, which was ultimately decided by the Supreme Court, both parties have marshaled legal teams to prepare for the unlikely event that voting doesn't settle the contest. This year, there is a near presumption that legal fights will ensue, that only a definite outcome is likely to forestall them. A Pennsylvania case at the Supreme Court pits Donald Verrilli, who was President Barack Obama's top Supreme Court lawyer, against John Gore, a one-time high-ranking Trump Justice Department official. Trump said this weekend he was heading to court to prevent Pennsylvania from counting mail ballots that are received in the 3 days after the election. How can that be? An extension was ordered by Pennsylvania's top court. The Supreme Court left that order in place in response to a Republican effort to block it. You have to have numbers. You can't have these things delayed for many days and maybe weeks. You can't do that. The whole thing is waiting, Trump said Tuesday at his campaign headquarters. Republicans and local voter accused county officials in suburban Philadelphia of improperly sorting deficit or deficient ballots before Tuesday to give voters a chance to fix problems. So they went through these ballots and called up the voters and trying to give them a chance to fix their problems on the ballots. The suit comes after county Republicans noted a pile of ballots set aside at the county courthouse in Norristown on Sunday. Roughly 300 lawsuits over the election have already been filed in dozens of states. Legal battles ensued over signature matches, drop boxes, and secrecy envelopes. So all this is happening all over the place. Most of the potential legal challenges are likely to stem from the huge increase in absentee balloting brought on by the pandemic. In Pennsylvania, election officials weren't going to start processing those ballots until election day, and some counties have said they won't begin counting those votes until the following day. I still can't figure out how counting and verifying absentee ballots is going to go in some of the battleground states like Pennsylvania and Ohio, said Ohio State University law professor Edward Foley, an election law expert. So a lot of stuff's happening out there, as we all know. And I'll shoot it back to you up there, Jesse.
Sounding fine down here tonight.
I won't say anything about the man.
But so we'll shoot it back to you, Jesse. From Larry in Tennessee on the Great Liberty Net.
Back to net in 4ROQ in Tennessee.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lay, and good point. Hey, it's crazy, ain't it? Thank you, Larry. It's always good to hear you, sir, and great points and comments, and glad to have you aboard with us. N4RO
Mr. Larry out of Tennessee. I'm KT4ZXC, Jesse here out of Pennsylvania, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net. Let's see if we still have Mr. Booth in there. W9er, Lima Bravo Golf. Come on in if you're still with us, if you got anything to add.
Well, roger that. I've been sitting here listening to the whole thing. And I'd have to say that I agree with the gentleman who opposed the prohibition, drug prohibition, that is. We have three examples in Europe, Portugal, Switzerland, and the Netherlands, where they have decriminalized hard drug use, if you want to call it that, and they are treating it more as a health problem rather than locking people up at taxpayer expense, and they've been quite successful. So the important thing to remember is when a person's hooked on drugs, they've got enough problems in their life. They don't need to be locked up in prison. We need to do what we can to help them. And understand this, guys, I'm no liberal in the current sense. I am very strongly opposed to government intervention and very strongly supportive of individual liberty. And I'm also very supportive of natural selection. So if someone wants to shoot toxins into their veins or whatever and die in the gutter, well, that's their right. I don't want to pay for it, though. My problem is when they say, oh, we want free health care. No, there's nothing free. You want to do this, you're on your own. You make your own bad decision, and ultimately if you die, that's on you. That's not my problem. I just basically want to be left alone. And I think a lot of other people feel the same way. And that's about all I've got. W9, LBG.
Okay, well, you know what? I concur in a lot of ways. I always thought, the individuals out there that signed up for the Darwin Awards, more power to them, to each his own, I'm not here to dictate myself. I'm here to, try to keep people, using their brain besides, taking drugs and doing just obscene crap, as long as you don't interfere with me, I'm okay with it most of the time, but still, it's a sad process that we have to deal with. Thank you, Mr. Booth, and appreciate you being here tonight on the Liberty Net. W9LBG and out of the state of Missouri, Mr. Booth. Good to have you aboard, sir. And definitely, we're here from 2200 hours to whenever we shut down, somewhere around midnight, Wednesdays and Saturdays. So come back and join us anytime. We will have a 73 round, so you're welcome to stick around if you care to. We'll have another round here to close it down after round two. So good to have you aboard. Hey, let's take it down to KD0RSA. Mr. Moe, what do you got for round two, sir?
KD0RSA, Moe in Nebraska. Well, as far as I'm concerned, the good Lord put Trump in there, and I think when Trump, our President Donald J. Trump, gets done it with the investigation, if he can get Barr on the ball to do it, he didn't get him on the ball to get after Hillary, as far as I know. If he can get enough people after him to get a recount and what have you, and then prosecute whatever did it, why, he would be a great winner. And I think the good Lord put him in there, and I think the good Lord will keep him there another 4 years. That's my opinion. KD0RSA, back to net, over.
Okay, well, you know what, Mo, I think the Lord's going to take care of this easy enough. I think he's going to put it in, I think he's going to put Trump in there for 4 more years.
thanks, and I hope to God that Barr comes to his senses and takes care of business as well. Thank you, Mr. Moe, and God bless you, sir, out of the great state of Nebraska. KD0RSA, and I'll take a quick follow, see if we have any late check-ins. So anyone else for the Wednesday night Liberty Net, call now.
This is Kilo Charlie Niner, Juliet Echo Tangle.
Bob, did you catch that station?
Negative. It's just below the grass. I can't figure it out.
Okay, this station, one more time. Give me a call again, and I'll try to pull you out.
Okay, load up. This is Kilo Charlie Niner, Juliet Echo Tangle, Paul in Greenfield, Wisconsin.
Okay, I think you said Wisconsin. Kilo Charlie didn't catch the number. Go ahead and make a transmission. Let me see if I can pull your full call and everything out one last time, and we'll let you have it.
Okay, well, we got there. This is Paul, Kilo Charlie Niner, Juliet Echo Tango, Paul in Greenfield, Wisconsin.
I got it, Jess.
Okay, give it to me.
Kilo Charlie Niner, Juliet Echo Tango, Paul in Greenville, Wisconsin, Paul, Kilo Charlie 9, Juliet Echo Tango.
Okay, pick them up, Larry, and tell them to go ahead.
Okay, Paul, this is Larry in Tennessee, reland for Jesse. It's okay to go ahead and with your comments there, Paul. You got some comments for the Liberty Net? Okay, thank you, Paul, for your comment.
Sorry, I caught some of that there, Jesse, but
I don't believe I remember exactly. So we'll shoot it back up there to you there with his comment. So, Paul, sorry for Paul, I didn't get everything, but we got enough to get you checked in, and hopefully some people up that way heard you with your comments. So back to Jesse, KG4ZXC from N4ROQ.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Lay, and for relaying. Okay, Kilo Charlie Niner, Juliet Echo Tango, Mr. Paul. I know your state's that one state that's on the list for doing the right thing and counting the votes. I'm looking forward to seeing the results sometime here soon. Thanks for checking in. I know that we got a lot of noise down here, so it's kind of tough on to receive. But come back and join us on Saturday night. Hopefully the band will be in a lot better shape. But good to have you aboard. So, Mr. Paul, out of the great state of Wisconsin, Kilo Charlie 9, Juliet Echo Tango. I got one more individual here that's going to check in. Kilo, let's see, it's KI
954JCZ is checking in, and that's Mr. Mike out of the state of Carolina, South Carolina, I believe. I'm going to go ahead and turn it over to him. So, Mr. Mike, take it away.
Roger there, Jess, and thank you guys for allowing me to check in on the Liberty Net tonight. Just wanted to make a few comments that start out with something that someone told me years ago. Tyranny will come wearing the armband of emergency, and all that is proposed will seem reasonable under the conditions of the times. When did it all start, guys? When did it, all this start? And what is going on right now is a result of this COVID conspiracy that is driven by billionaires and bankers around the world. Say what you want to. I am the biggest conspiracy theorist. I'll tell you that one right up front. And we need to understand that this is not the time to rear back in shock. We have got to respond properly. And the proper response is to contact our senators, our representatives, our local law enforcement, and ask them and demand that they enforce the law. They do what they are supposed to do as public servants and make sure that our rights are kept intact. Because I would very much hate to see the prophecies of Alexander Tyler come true, which is basically that the average age of the world's greatest civilizations from the beginning of history has been about 200 years. And during those 200 years, these nations always progress through the following sequences: from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and from dependence back into bondage. KI-4, Juliet Charlie Zulu.
Amen.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mike, and thank you for being here on the Great Liberty Net here on Wednesday night's edition. It is 22:33, and that looks like the bottom of the second round, ladies and gentlemen, and that was Mr. Mike out of South Carolina, Kilo India 4, Juliet Charlie Zulu, and this is the Wednesday night Liberty Net, and very good choice words there. You know, we all need to be on top of the situation and start making sure that all of our electors and all our individuals that we elect and put in office are held accountable for everything that they do. I mean, if Donald Trump was guilty of the things that he was accused, yeah, he would be booted out real dang quick. But you know, this man has done more for this country than any other president since Ronald Reagan. And I pray to God that we take this in stride, and we look forward and keep promoting this president up until the end, because it's up to him to keep this country alive and well and drain this dang swamp before it's too dang late. Hi, this is KG4ZX of the C, Jesse here in out of Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen, and this is going into the 73 round. I'll take another quick standby. Do we have any late check-ins? Anyone else that's got a comment or like to add something, call down.
Hey, Jesse, what's that Carolina call again?
It's Kilo India 4, Juliet Charlie Zulu.
Thank you.
once again, do we have any late check-ins for the Wednesday night Liberty Net? Call now. Mr. Bob, well, it's going to go up to you, so K-8-J-O-Y, what you got for the 73 round, sir?
Let me see, which one? How about the one from Maxine Waters? This is from the Blaze. Maxine Waters blasted conservative black voters during a recent interview with SiriusXM host Joe Madison, saying that she'll never, ever forgive them for voting for President Donald Trump. Waters, who appeared on the Joe Madison Show to discuss the forthcoming presidential election. In her clearly biased remarks, Waters, 82 years of age, said that she could not fathom how black Americans could vote for a president and shredded black young men who think somehow they can align themselves with Trump. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that's bigotry at its core for that woman to say that she can never forget blacks and that they align themselves with Trump. Now, he has lessened the black unemployment greater than any other president. He has lessened Latino unemployment greater than any other president. But yet, that is such bigotry. She continues by saying, it just hurts me so bad to see blacks talking about supporting Trump, she admitted. Quote, I don't know why they would be doing it. I don't know what's on their minds, unquote. She's also quoted by saying, the divisiveness that this deplorable human being has caused, the confrontation, the dog whistling to the right wing, the white supremacists, the KKK, and they are coming alive, she continued. They are emboldened because they've got a leader. Now, if we all remember history, the KKK was a democratic organization. But she's going to bring that out like that piece of history don't exist. Crazy, crazy biatch. All righty, sir. Back to you. Good net. Thank you for being the host. KG4ZXC, K-A-H-L-Y.
Okay, thank you, Bob. And yes, gracefully put. I tell you, old Maxine Waters. Well, let's see, how old is she? 90-something? Shouldn't she be on the dead ballot voting by now? I tell you what, that lady has got no morals whatsoever. Thank you, Bob. K-H-A-L-Y. Let's see, KB2, DMD, what you got for the closing round, the 73 round, sir?
No, not much, Jesse. KG4ZXC and the group, this is KB2 DMD returning. Yeah, Maxine Water, James Brown, Alex Jones calls her. I think that's great. Yeah, she's just, ignorant trash. You know, these, I'll tell you, a lot of these leftist blacks are the most racist people on earth. They see race in everything. It's the only reason somebody like Maxine Waters would get elected. What do you think, she was elected for her ability? And what's the next thing that happens? They take these locales that they're elected to represent, and they run them into the ground. Who's this guy down in Baltimore? And remember Marion Barry? The guy got pinched for crack, and they reelected him. Tell me that wasn't on race. The minute you say something, it's like, I like President Trump. I think he's doing a good job. You're a racist. Heidi just showed me on Diamond and Silk. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They're hysterical. Those two black girls are really funny, and they're spot on. They showed a screenshot, Jesse, of the local television station in Virginia. At the top, it's got a picture of Biden, and the number 48.4%, and on the bottom it's got a picture of Trump, and it's got 50%. And they called, and so Virginia's calling the election for Biden. He's got less of the vote, but they're calling it for it. And apparently this is typical what's been going on. Like, somebody's not going to look at that screen and see that 48.4 is a smaller number than 50. And you know, wait a minute, you made a mistake. You got it backward. No mistake here. So, on it goes. The hits just keep on it coming. Good night, Jesse. I had fun. See you soon, God willing. KG4ZXC and the Liberty Net. This is KB2DMD.
Okay, Mr. Rich. Yeah, you know what? That's funny you said that because, one of my family members was watching it last night and brought up the NBC page was showing the 50% under the 48.3 or whatever. And it was there all evening, and yet they voted for Biden. Yeah, this is the kind of democracy they're talking about. Well, democracy. This is a republic, ladies and gentlemen, and don't forget it. But this is their type of voting process, and it's only going to continue if we don't stand up and do something about it. Thank you, Rich. Thank you for being there tonight, and I hope you and the family are doing well, and God bless you, sir, and we'll keep you guys in our prayers as well. Thanks for being here tonight on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, and you have a great night. KB2DMD, and clear with you. Mr. Larry, N4ROQ, and what you got for the closing round, sir?
Sorry, Jesse, you caught me in a bad moment there. Here we go. Let me put this on the net regarding.
One thing I wanted to add was I read something in the paper, or I saw it on the internet regarding the African American population is buying more guns than they've ever bought. It's just an article that came up, and I wish I can't find it right away to read it. But basically, it said that they were stocking up on their guns and ammo. So if that means anything, they're stocking up for some reason. So just remember that in the future.
Okay, gun manufacturer is moving to Nashville. We got, I'll go ahead and go over this. It's GS Performance to move gun parts manufacturing to Nashville. Our Rich may know something about some of these manufacturers. Glock handgun parts and accessories manufacturer GS Performance will move its headquarters manufacturing facility and distribution operations to Nashville. State officials announced this week. GS Performance LLC will invest $6.9 million in the company's move from San Diego, California, and plans to create 110 jobs in the Nashville area over the next 5 years. As our economy continues to move forward and grow, we're proud to welcome GS Performance to Tennessee, and we thank the company for its commitment to invest in the people of our state. That's Governor Bill Lee, who's a Republican governor here in Tennessee. The 110 new quality jobs created by this relocation are a great opportunity for Nashville, and I look forward to seeing the company grow in the years to come. So they're coming out of California, so it's great that they picked their state here in Tennessee. Hiring is already underway for the 65,000 square foot facility at 1930 Airland Drive, which is undergoing renovations expected to conclude in November. The company created in 1983 by managing member Lynn
Magill, M-A-G-I-L-L, operates a multi-brand international retail network and is the world's largest distributor of Glock parts and accessories. Parts and accessories are often offered through GS Performance online retail platform. Glockstore.com, which serves more than 420,000 customers worldwide and ships more than 1,000 packages each day from its California facility, according to the company. Nashville is an easy choice for us. Low taxes, minimal business regulations, logical sound for our internet shipping operations, strategically placed to attract visitors from the entire East Coast, and the cool vibe of the music scene made it a perfect place to expand. Magill stated in the release, Magill also owns GSPC and Double Diamond, a manufacturer of exclusive parts for the Glock pistol and Undertech Undercover, a concealment clothing brand. So I'm glad to see we're getting some more manufacturing in, and if good, it's a gun manufacturing. See, I've got an article here about the space station. It's a little long. I think I'll skip that for right now. Let's see if I can find something else. Here's an article about Iran begins annual Air Force drill with drones. So they're into the drone industry here and fighter jets. Tehran, Iran. Iran's Air Force began an annual drill Monday, state television reported, with its aging fleet of U.S. and Russian-made jet fighters taking part alongside locally made drones and other aircraft. The drill will see forces from 8 air bases take part over 2 days in exercises that include missile firing and mid-air refueling. This is the second drill Iran has held since a decade-long U.N. arms embargo on Iran that barred it from purchasing foreign weapons like tanks and fighter jets expired earlier in October. There's a bad typhoon in the Philippines, 20 dead, thousands of homes damaged. Manila, Philippines, at least 20 people were killed as Typhoon Gona, G-O-N-I, lashed the Philippines over the weekend at about 13,000 shanties. Houses were damaged or swept away in the eastern island province that was first hit by the storm. Officials said Monday, Gona blasted into Canacquiao province at dawn Sunday as super typhoon with sustained winds of 140 miles per hour. You know, it is hard to believe, you know, that wind can get up that high, but I'm sure it probably reaches over there that at times. That is unbelievable. 140 miles per hour. But it weakened considerably after making landfall and shifted direction to spare the capital, Manila, before blowing out into the South China Sea. So it may not have destroyed the whole island. All right, we'll just stop it right there, Jesse. Sounding good, a lot of good comments tonight, and really enjoyed the net, and the band has been super. And don't forget your guns and ammo. I've been trying to put that in forever, and I think it's very appropriate this time. KG4ZXC and the Great Liberty Net, Jesse, back to net from Larry N4ROQ.
Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Larry, and God bless you, sir. We appreciate everything you had here to the Liberty Net, and appreciate everything. Sounding great also. N4ROQ, Mr. Larry, out of Tennessee, 73s, and we'll catch you Saturday night for sure. Let's see, we're going down to W9LBG, Mr. Booth, out of Missouri. What do you got for your closing comments, sir? Okay, I
Yes, Mr. Booth took off, so W9LBG, thanks for coming by and supporting the net, and good to have you aboard. Hope to hear from you again Saturday night. KD0RFA, Mr. Moe, out of the great state of Nebraska. What do you got for the 73 round, sir? Nothing heard from Mr. Moe's. I guess he took off. So KD0RFA, Mr. Moe out of the great state of Nebraska. Thanks for being there tonight and good to have you aboard. KC Niner, Juliet Echo Tango, Mr. Paul out of Wisconsin. What do you got to add for the final comment? Nothing heard from Mr. Paul, so KC9JET 73 to you, sir. And I hope you come back for Saturday night. Going to send it down to KI4JCZ, Mr. Mike out of South Carolina. What you got for the final 73 round?
Thank you, Jess. I think for my final comment, Ben, is just going to say thank you for allowing me to participate in a great net. A lot of very intelligent people here. And just want to say keep your heads up and trust your instincts.
What do you guys tell you?
Mine says we're going to pull this thing off. And it's going to be a permanent fix because we cannot allow the corruption to go on forever. The people in this country are tired of it. And that's where I'm going to close. Kilo India 4, Juliet Charlie Zulu.
Okay, well, thank you there, Mr. Mike. The state of South Carolina, that's KI4JCZ. And also sounding good down here as well. This is KG4ZXC, and this is the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, ladies and gentlemen. And I'd like to thank each and every one has checked in tonight with us. I just want to reiterate on everybody checking in. Great comments, and we all need to keep our heads up high, just like Mr. Mike said, and look toward the future, because I don't predict this game to be over yet, but we need to all stay on top of it. And Mr. Larry, get your guns and ammo. If you ain't got it, you're too late, by the way I say it. Thank each and every one of you, KAKOY, KB2DMD, N4ROQ, W9LBG, KD0RSA, KC9RKET, Mr. Boss, and KI4JCZ. Alright, well, for my closing statement here on the Wednesday Night Liberty Net, the Supreme Court has demanded Pennsylvania Dems to respond in their ballot dispute. So hopefully Mr. Trump has got involved in this. I'm not going to go into the article, but I'll make this one brief statement. On Wednesday, the United States Supreme Court told Pennsylvania Democrats to respond to the case challenging their three-day extension for counting mail-in ballots by Thursday evening, and their announcement is coming as a legal battle between the Democrats and Republicans. So they're expecting all the ballots to be counted by November 6th at 5 p.m. despite the state legislating setting the deadline as the election. These legislators and these judges have no authority to make these laws or enforce something so absurd. So we all need to
understand that.
And call our congressmen and senators.
With that being said, that's my closing statement, and I'd like to go ahead and close the Liberty Net here on Wednesday night by giving my condolences to the family of K-E-A-I-N-E, Mr. James. God be with you, sir, and I hope you and your family are well, and we're going to miss you, sir. So K-E-A-I-N-E, rest in peace, sir. And closing everything down for the Wednesday night Liberty Net, I'd like to thank our net manager, Mr. Marty, into IRJ, Ms. Laura into JTTF, and the biggest one of them all, W1WCR, Mr. Vic. If you're listening, sir, Godspeed. Hope you get back soon to hear you again before the end of the year. So with that being said, I'd like to thank each and everyone who's participated in tonight's Liberty Net, and I'll say 73s to each and every one. And as Vic always told everybody, good night to all the ships at sea, and good night, Miss Calabash, wherever you are. This is KG4CXC, and closing Liberty Net at 2256 p.m. So 73s, and Bob, you got anything you want to add?
Negative. I just I want to agree with you. Jim will be missed, K-8-I-N-E, and I will send a message to his son that we made mention of him on this Liberty Net, and that we stopped for a moment of silence. Over.
Yes, sir, Mr. Bob. Well, thank you, and definitely send everybody's condolences for sure. And I'll say 73 to you and Mr. Larry and Mr. Rich and everyone else. So God bless each and every one of you, and God bless America.